In a recent revelation, Russell Brand, the eminent British actor and comedian, has once again found himself at the center of controversy. A woman has come forward accusing Brand of an indecent act back in 2008 when they both happened to be in the vicinity of the BBC building in Los Angeles. The accuser, in an interview with the BBC, recounted the incident wherein Brand allegedly exposed himself to her, only to later make light of the situation on his radio broadcast. Although she didn't register an official complaint at the time, the incident was brought to the attention of the BBC management in 2019. Regrettably, it seems no substantive action was taken on the matter then. Expressing her sentiments on the incident, the woman said, "I feel ashamed. I can't help but think that had action been taken earlier, perhaps fewer women would have experienced such unfortunate events, the very events we are seeing splashed across newspapers today. This incident is not isolated." A collaborative investigative report by renowned media outlets The Times, Sunday Times, and Channel 4 Television unveiled allegations by four other women. These accusations range from rape and sexual assault to emotional abuse, all reportedly committed by Brand. The timeline of these alleged misdemeanors stretches from 2006 to 2013. The 48-year-old comedian has categorically denied these claims. He asserts that all his relationships have been consensual, even acknowledging a time when he was very, very promiscuous. These grave allegations have not only captured public attention but have also reached the highest echelons of the British government. The official spokesperson for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak termed the accusations as very serious and concerning. Echoing the Prime Minister's sentiment, the spokesperson stressed, there should never be any space for harassment, regardless of where it is found. In light of these revelations, the repercussions for Brand's career are becoming palpable. Bluebird, his publisher, has decided to suspend all future publishing with the comedian. Additionally, global video sharing giant YouTube has demonetized his content. The implications of these decisions are yet to be fully understood, but they underscore the seriousness of the accusations against Brand and the larger discourse on accountability in the entertainment industry.